It's been several days now. I'm feeling better, I promise. You can let me go home now. I'll be fine. Well, I can just stay here forever and take up space, can I? I know you live alone, but that doesn't mean I can't just freeload off of you. Fine. You'll have to let me make it up to you some other time. Is that more soup? I don't know if I can have any more soup. It's been soup for the past 4 days now. Just kidding. The soup you make is amazing. I really have to thank you for the past few days. You've done so much for me. I usually just lie in bed until it goes away. I feel much better than when I got here. You being here has made it easier. Though I think it's still pretty bad. I know I'm pale as a sheet. I'm not always pale. What are you talking about? Okay, fine. I'm paler than usual. I feel totally fine on most days, despite how pale you think I look. No. No one to take care of me at home. I've been living alone for a little while now. No, it's not so bad. I like the peace and the quiet. And it's a pretty nice place. When my parents passed, I inherited quite a bit. Yeah, I would love for you to come over sometime. It's just that it's a bit of a strange place, and I don't know if... Oh, you're right. I should finish my soup. Sorry. I just realized... Am I in your bed? Is this your room? Wow, you're bold. Is this how you get all the girls into your bed? By taking good care of them and making them soup? Ah, oh, you're blushing. I was just joking. I really appreciate you taking care of me. I wouldn't know how to do half the stuff myself. Well, you know, the cooking, the ginger tea, every else. I usually just sleep until it goes away, but it's pretty bad this time. I would have been pretty rough on my own. I'm glad I let you take care of me for once. Thank you. The soup was really good, as usual. How much longer do you plan to keep me here? I have things to do, you know. Like what? Well, you know, I garden sometimes. Okay, fine. I don't have anything important, but you do. Nothing is more important than me. That was so cheesy. No, don't blush. It was really cute. What was the serious face all of a sudden? Something you wanted to ask. Sure, ask away. How do you know about that? My mouth was open before I woke up. I see. Okay, well, what did you see exactly? Teeth, yeah. And fangs. Okay, look, I've been debating whether to tell you this for a long time now, okay? You've been such a good friend to me, and I thought you deserved to know. But I was afraid too. To be honest, it feels kind of good to know that you know, and that you're still here, and I'm not, well, dead again. Yes, you guessed right. I'm a vampire. And I know a lot of things are said about us, but most of them aren't true. Most of us, especially the ones that live with humans, are pretty well adapted to human ways. We aren't monsters, I promise. Well, most of us. Do you want me to leave? Oh god, that's a relief. I'm glad you still trust me, even though I didn't tell you. I know, I should have told you. I didn't want to keep it from you, but I was afraid. So afraid. You're the only person who I've truly connected with. You're my best friend, and even more than that to me. You're the person who showed me that I didn't have to be like the vampires that humans fear. Sorry, I need to lay back down. Thank you. I suppose you know my body feels colder than usual now. You'd always say you liked it when I held your hands. Your hands are always burning hot in comparison. And despite being a vampire, I hate the cold. You seem to be taking this really well, finding out that your best friend is a vampire. That has to be a shock, doesn't it? Wait, really? Since when? Pieced it together, what is that supposed to mean? The cuts from the hike? You noticed those, huh? So you know I was a vampire this whole time. This whole time I was worried I would lose you if you found out. I thought about how I wanted to tell you this, because I would always mean to tell you, but every way I thought of always ended in a heartbreak. So I kept it all inside. This isn't how I imagined you would find out, but I'm glad you did. It's a huge weight off my chest. Well, with that out of the way, why don't we get back to the usual schedule? How about you get under here and warm me up? It probably won't make it better any faster, but I like your warmth. Well, it will make your vampire best friend feel better. Yes, I'm playing into my vampire charms. That's gotta be some of the reason why you haven't kicked me out. Maybe I'm secretly hypnotizing you and you don't even know it. Okay, that's enough cheesy lines. Are you getting it? I'm glad this doesn't change anything between us. That you're not scared to touch me now. You're so warm. Do you mind me stealing all your body heat? It feels good to be warm. It's all tingly and... Right, I almost forgot. I'm still sick. Yeah, vampires don't usually get sick. You're right. I've learned over the years that we need blood. Not a lot of it, but not having any for a long period of time is not comfortable. So every now and then I feed on some animals, but I think it makes me sick. This time it was a deer or maybe an elk. No, I didn't drink that much, but even while drinking it, it was uncomfortable. But I think animal blood makes vampires sick. Yeah, we're supposed to drink human blood. Drinking human blood makes us closer to our vampire side. It puts us more in touch with our powers, I guess. Well, they aren't too special, and I don't make much use of them. I don't have to eat, for example, but I like eating, so I guess that one isn't much worth. I guess I can see in the dark. It's useful every now and then. I've heard that powerful vampires don't need blood, but to get that far, you have to feed on a lot of people. But I don't want to hurt anyone. But what else can I do? I can just keep drinking animal blood. Some days I do feel like a monster. When I haven't had blood in a while, I start to crave it. It's something like a drug, except if I went too long without it, I would die. Wow, I tell you how dangerous I can get, and you snuggle up to me. You really just don't know what's good for you, huh? What are you doing? I can't. No. You want me to feed on you? No, that could be really dangerous. What if I have a taste for human blood and I can't stop? No. I can't stand losing you. Please, stop. Mm-mm. And besides, it's really intimate. I know you trust me, but what if I can't do it? What if Don't hug me. This isn't a good idea. Please. Okay, fine. Why do you trust me so much? I'm not even human. How can you let me in so easily? Yes, you're right. Human blood might help me get better, but this... You keep saying you trust me, but I'm not sure if I trust myself. Stop showing me your neck. This is getting hard to resist. Are you sure? Last chance. I'm sorry. I can't resist anymore. This is all your fault. Don't encourage me. Are you okay? Oh no, please tell me. Oh, thank goddess. I was worried I took way too much. It's good. It's really good. Don't laugh, but it's like some kind of nectar and it tastes like you. Oh, there's a bit more. I just... Sorry, was that weird? It's just really good and I didn't want to waste any. Are you in pain? I'm sorry, that must have hurt a lot. Teeth into your neck and all. No? Really? It felt good? What? How? I guess it's possible. I guess the venom on my teeth helps calm down the prey. Not that you're my prey, but that was really good. I don't even feel sick or dizzy anymore. I feel a little intoxicated, lightheaded from pleasure. It's like having something I always needed, but I didn't know I needed. I feel complete. Sorry, am I freaking you out? I think I seem more vampire than human right now. I don't get how you can be so good to me. I just stole a ton of blood from your body. I know you're fine with it, but I'm not sure you should be fine with it. Do you feel alright? Not even a bit dizzy? In that case... No, never mind. Listen, we've been together for a very long time now. For a human, anyways. I think you probably noticed by now you're really good with these things, but I think I want to be more exclusive with you. I get really jealous when I see you with other girls. Sometimes I think that I want to just... you know, capture you and take you for myself. But if I did that, you would hate me. I know it's not fair. I don't want to take no for an answer and... God, your lips are so soft. It makes me want to bite them and... Does that mean that you want what I want? I'm so happy. This is an even better feeling than your blood. And trust me, that's a high bar to reach. Speaking of which, if you're not feeling lightheaded, can I have some more? Just kidding. But there is something else I want. Can you guess?